Okay, so today I want to tell you a little bit about Oxlo, which is an AI company that has just, you know, they're in the video realm and they just raised 13 million euros. And this is their Series A. I think it's kind of interesting because this whole AI and video thing has been getting a lot more popular. I think we had some recent events like David Beckham's multilingual malaria charity campaign video, which was done with Synthesia, who is a really great video and AI video company who I have a really funny history with, if I haven't already told you. When I first found out about Synthesia, like last summer, I got an account and I started creating a ton of different, you know what I did? I was creating an AI podcast. It wasn't about AI. It was about the wellness space, because I used to have a software company called Self-Pause in the wellness space. And anyways, I was creating an AI-generated podcast, and Synthesia had the best AI voice that I could find. This is before I found Well Said Labs, which is what I kind of used to scale the business after this whole event happened. But anyways, I made an account. It was like $30 a month on Synthesia. I threw all my podcasts in there. It would generate a video, but I would just like convert the video to an MP3, or maybe I'd upload the whole video because Spotify for Podcasters allows you to upload videos. In any case, I think I made like 300 episodes on this one account. They didn't have a limit. They were just like, yeah, you pay $30 a month, you can make as many videos as you want. I was like, awesome. So I made like 300 videos, and then I got an email from them saying they shut down my account because of overuse, which, I mean, they didn't have a limit, so I guess they changed their terms of service because I was destroying their bandwidth, which I understand. And they said if I wanted access back into the account, which by this point I'd already downloaded all the videos. Actually, I had a VA doing this. I wasn't doing this myself, but I had a VA, already had downloaded all the videos and was like posting them. So like I didn't need the account anymore. But they're like, if you want back into your account, I can't remember what it was, but it was some amount of thousands of dollars a month I was going to have to pay to get access to the account again and to use that kind of bandwidth. So I was just like, now whatever, like you guys can keep your account. I already got all my content off of it. I'm not going to pay you guys a few grand. In any case, definitely understandable that like that was their cost structure, but it was just kind of funny that, you know, I don't know if I was like a loophole or there was a glitch that I got through or something, because I was just like, wow, you really can create a ton of content with Synthesia. In any case, Synthesia was kind of the pioneer in this AI video space, and now we're seeing a bunch of other people come in, and Oxlo is one of them. So Oxlo, I think they've come a long way in this whole space. I think Synthesia itself has secured about $90 million in funding this year. So they've raised like $150 million. And so Oxlo is a little bit different. I think essentially generating personalized videos at scale, and you know, if you kind of think of like potentially millions of times over for a whole bunch of different portfolios, that's not very easy. Like I mentioned with the whole Synthesia story, it's very expensive. And there's a lot of manual tweaking that has to go into that too. So Oxlo is kind of getting in on the space. It's a startup from Hamburg, Germany, and they believe that they might have cracked the code using generative AI. So the premise is as impressive, I think, as it is efficient, according to them. But essentially, they're saying, you know, like think about a firm that wants to conduct a corporate training. So with Oxlo's platform, it can tailor make a video based on parameters like the employee's management level, gender, location. I think what's even more interesting is the video's capability to you know, automatically A/B test its own performance. So for instance, an employee, you know, if an employee starts losing interest in a video, the AI could like really quickly come in, tweak and replace the content for better engagement. And I think that this ability is not restricted to training video. It also extends to product showcases, and it's constantly refining them continuously based on viewer interaction. This is such an interesting concept, right? Like imagine, I'm sure if you follow like anything in video, you know that Mr. Beast is one of the biggest video influencers in the world. He essentially is a YouTuber that gives away millions of dollars on YouTube and like does a bunch of shows and competitions, whatever, right? So he spends an enormous amount of money, obviously A/B testing different thumbnails and, you know, doing different things to make sure his videos like perform the highest and keep engagement the longest. But at the end of the day, he might spend $1 million. I've heard him say he spent $1 million on many of his videos. Like, I mean, I've seen him give away $1 million in one video alone. But then there's also the entire production. There's, you know, building the team that's actually filming it and like building the sets. Like he could spend millions of dollars on some of these videos. And the problem is when he launches a video, like he does the final edit, and I know they edit it like 100 times, but when they do the final edit and launch it, like it is what it is. Wouldn't it be fascinating if he could use some sort of technology like this where, or just kind of this concept really, where essentially he launches a video and real time the video is adapting and changing, and it's like, oh, people are losing interest on this scene. Okay, we're going to switch it to this scene instead. Okay, we're going to like chop it up this way. We're going to do the cuts like different. Like, it's so fascinating to think of this concept of like the video adapting and changing in real time. And that's kind of what Oxlo is promising. So Elizabeth Lorange, who is Oxlo's co-founder and COO, elaborated a little bit on this by saying, quote, other platforms might offer avatars and templates where users manually input text. With Oxlo, you can simply paste a product link, say for socks, and voila, your product video is ready to roll. No manual hassle, no guesswork. I actually think this is also very innovative and impressive. I've seen like the similar technology, Google's doing this with Google Ads, where essentially you just upload the website or the link to like your product page and the Google will just make the Google Ads, which I think was fantastic, but that's just obviously text and they just, you know, generate text based off of your products for that. This is a whole new thing. You upload your product page and boom, they're making like videos and A/B testing which videos get the best interaction. For ad creatives, absolutely amazing. I think they're really kind of focusing on corporate training kind of stuff, but I can see some amazing use cases in advertising and other areas. So Lorange, who, I don't know how we say this. So her name is L'Orange. So an American might say L'Orange, but I've spent a couple years in France. And so like when I see that, I say L'Orange. But in any case, I'm not sure how her name is pronounced necessarily, but she was previously associated with Neuhaus Partners, and she co-founded Oxlo alongside Hiko Huber, who's kind of known for his past role as the founder and CEO of Big Point Games. So the two of them pretty much say that Oxlo's AI can seamlessly weave together images, content, text to speech, and humanoid avatars, similar to what Synthesia is doing. I think the promise held by Oxlo's quote-unquote magic approach has attracted a bunch of big investors. They've I think raised just recently, they just closed this 13 million euro Series A round, and I think this was led by DN Capital. Several different German angel investors, including Christian Vollmann, Johannes Plen, and Stefan Wickersmann, participated in this. Market growth reports also kind of give a little spotlight to this whole sector. As of 2023, I think the market size for tools facilitating video advertising content creation was between $1 and $1.5 billion. Looking ahead, though, they're actually anticipating it to surge at about 15 to 20% CAGR over the upcoming 5 to 7 years, potentially reaching $4.3 billion by 2030. So a ton of room to grow. I think the technology and creativity are continuing to come with platforms like Oxlo. And I think that this is going to be really interesting to see how this plays out into the future. Definitely a big space to watch is AI in video generation. It's going to change so many industries and have some massive implications. So I'm excited to continue to follow it.